This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On my travels to New Orleans, I always meet so many interesting people. Lots of stories stand out. This one stood out as the greatest. Coming back last night, flew on a plane from New Orleans to Minneapolis, and the gentleman that I was with was making his third flight of the day, and it will be a four-flight day, basically. Actually, in 36 hours, four flights. Now, you got to understand where he went and how he got to where he got to yesterday. Cam Garlick joins us from Phoenix, Arizona. You're home safely, right?
I'm home, Mike. I'm on my way home from work currently.
Oh, boy. Okay, we're going to do this chronologically. Let's start with, you grew up in Minnesota. Where did you grow up? You grew up playing football, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Maple Grove, Minnesota. I played football for Maple Grove in high school as well.
And then you went to college where?
I went to college at a junior college in Rochester, Minnesota.
Yep.
And then I transferred out to Colorado State Pueblo.
Oh, man, nice choice. Okay, and now you work for Lifetime Fitness. So we'll leapfrog ahead a little bit here and have for some time, right, down in Phoenix?
That's correct, yep.
Okay, so you're a big Viking fan, always have been, like a lot of people, right?
Diehard Vikings fan, that's correct.
Okay, so you make the decision. They're going to play the New Orleans Saints. Lots of people look at this, they think about it, but you're down in Phoenix, and you say to your buddy, we got to go to this game. That's where it starts. Now, you take me from there, from the time you decided you had to get to this game and see this game, and what you went through to get there yesterday.
Yeah, so my buddy Aaron, he's a diehard Vikings fan as well. We talked on Wednesday. I said, if you get the tickets, I'll get the flights. And I guess I called his bluff because he got the tickets and I got the flights. We left Sunday morning at 1 a.m. We had our first flight from Phoenix to Minneapolis. Then we got Minneapolis. We had a 2 or 3 hour delay. And then we got from Minneapolis to New Orleans. We landed around 11. Caught an Uber to the game. Got there right around kickoff. His buddy plays for the Saints. So his name's Andres Pete. That's his best friend. We were sitting in the Saints section. I was the only one wearing Vikings. Hmm. So that was fantastic.
And that's how he got the tickets and called your bluff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So got the tickets for that. After the game, we flew in to Minneapolis.
Wait, first, though, after the game, there was plenty of time, so you went where?
Oh, I had to go to Bourbon Street.
Yeah.
I never experienced New Orleans or NOLA or however you want to go about it. So I had to walk down Bourbon Street and celebrate as a Vikings fan. I had some great chicken at Willie's Chicken. I had
Were you go to Willie's?
I went to Willie's. I went to Willie's, yep. I had Café du Monde beignets. And I think those are like this. I had crawfish for the first time. That was fantastic.
Ooh. So you hang out there for a while, basking in the glory, maybe taking a little heat and some ribbing from the New Orleans Saints fans, and then you make your way back to the airport. Now, remember, this all started with a flight at 1 a.m. Now we're at about, probably 8 p.m., and you make your way to the airport to New Orleans, right?
Yep, we make our way to the airport. We wait at the airport until about, what was it, midnight, right?
Yeah, it ended up being about 12:30 that our plane finally left back due for Minneapolis. Now you say, well, why is the guy from Phoenix going to Minneapolis? Explain.
Yeah, when I looked at flights, the only flight that was available for us to make that game and then actually make it back to work in time on at 9:30 a.m. Monday morning was a connecting flight from New Orleans to Minneapolis, and then we had a four-hour layover in Minneapolis. Then we flew from Minneapolis back to Phoenix, and we're in our car right to work Monday morning.
Unbelievable. Ironically, Minneapolis, your hometown, but that had nothing to do with the way your flight got structured. That was just the only way, right?
You know, I was looking back at it now, and I think it was a superstition thing, right? We had to fly out of Minneapolis. We're going to see the Vikings play. It's only right we flew out of Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. So now you go from your first flight's at 1 a.m., probably didn't go to bed, I assume, before that first flight. And now you land in Phoenix. Not that day, but the next day at what, around about 9 o'clock?
9:45.
9:45. Yep. So you've had this unbelievable whatever that is tour, and you've been awake for 2 days just to see the Vikings play. So the question becomes, now that you went through your work day and you're at home and you're only awake to stay through this interview and then you're going to go to bed, was it worth it?
I would never change it, and I would do it a million times over again. It was fantastic, and I got to see the greatest game I've ever seen in my life in person.
Isn't that something? I mean, it was something. One, try to explain to people what it was like to sit in the stands, even as a Viking fan with the Saints fans, because they were pretty darn nice to you guys.
Yeah, they didn't like us. We were probably the only two Vikings fans in that section, because you got to remember, that's where the players' family sit. So we didn't want to, like, cheer super loud.
No, not in front of the family. Of
course, the disrespectful, yeah. So we kind of toned it down, but we couldn't help ourselves at that last throw from Kirk to Rudy, and we kind of got pretty excited, and we're hollering and cheering and celebrating, and, yeah, the fans didn't take a liking to that.
Well, oh, not in the family
section. No fans. Yeah, exactly.
Lucky you guys are both a couple of big guys, though.
Yeah, we were some big guys, so we didn't have much trouble, but we got a lot of looks, that's for sure.
And what was weird was, it's the sound of silence, right? I mean, you're used to cheering and everybody cheering with you. When that touchdown occurred, explain how surreal that was, because the stadium went silent except for a few of you.
Yeah, the stadium was completely silent except for the only Vikings fans in the stadium and the team. Like, it was so quiet that you didn't know what happened, because there was no reaction. You had to watch and wait and see what the refs held up, and thankfully it was a touchdown. But yeah, it was silent the whole game, the whole stadium. I've been to the Metrodome, I've been to US Bank. Those get loud. This playoff game was crazy loud.
Yeah.
And from it going from, I think they got it up to like 127 decibels on their sound meter.
Yeah, according to the scoreboard. Yeah.
Yeah, to nothing. It was surreal. It was awesome.
Now, any thoughts of trying to get to San Jose this week?
Yeah, me and Aaron actually looked at tickets. It looks like we can get tickets at a pretty decent price. We're going to see if we can navigate. We'll probably drive.
Yeah, how far is that for you?
Five flights. It's about a 10-hour drive. You switch back and forth, five each, and then do the same thing on the way home, and you're fine. At least that way we'll get a decent sleep in a car. It's a little bit more comfortable. You can put the chair all the way back.
Now, you going on Friday or Saturday if you go?
If we go, we would head out Saturday morning bright and early.
Well, I guess. Bright and early to get there for kickoff, huh?
Exactly. Yep. That's correct.
All right. Well, Cam, I appreciate it very much. It was great to meet you. We had a lot of fun yesterday at the airport, didn't we?
Yes, sir. We did. A whole plane ride of Vikings fans, and the attendants of the flight were Saints fans. So we had a great time with that.
Hey, appreciate it so much, and thank you for giving us some time tonight. Job well done, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Skol, right?
Skol, let's go.
All right, Cam.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.